Parshas Lech Lecha is really a parsha that's an introduction. It's an introductory parsha till the end of Sefer Bereishis. And therefore, we're going to touch upon a lot of Yesodos today that will help us in all the future parshas in Mitzvah Shem. Let's just begin by asking again a few questions. So, Vayu Yumeterach, Parshas Noach ends. Vayomas Terach Vachoron, Terach dead. We mentioned last week already that Rashi says he wasn't dead. So why is the Pasuk mentioning that he's dead if he really wasn't? So we mentioned Rashi. We're going to give a new Mahalach today, Mitzvah Hashem. And then everybody asks the question, Vayom Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha. Says Rashi, La'anoscha, go for your Hano, for your benefit. U'letoivoscha, for your good. Is the obvious question is that if it wouldn't be for his Hanor, if he wouldn't have Hanor from it, and if it wouldn't be for his Toiva, if Hashem says you go, you go. Right? A person serves Hashem Lishmo, and especially somebody in Avraham's Madriga. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, Lech Lecha L'Hanoscha L'Toivoscha? And then, Ve'eschel L'Goy Godo, number one, you'll become a great nation. And Ve'hei Brocha, Vavorcha Mevorachecha, double Oshin. What's the bracha of the Eschel Goy Godel again? Rashi asks the question. Rashi gives him a halach. And then Avraham Avinu arrives in Eretz Yisrael. Lovely. He travels. He tours Eretz Yisrael a bit. And then there's a rov ba'aretz. There's a famine. Vayered Avraham Mitzrayim, and Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim. So again, this is one of the nisyonos. So let's try and give some sort of hezbah behind this nisyon. What's the point of bringing Avraham Avinu to Eretz Yisrael, and then when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, he has to go down to Mitzrayim? On his way down to Mitzrayim, he says, "Hinenu yadati, I've just found out, ki ishi yifas mariot, I've just found out that you are an ishi yifas mariot." What's the pasuk trying to show? Say, Avraham Avinu was very tzanuas, he had never looked at Sarah. What's the message over here? It's not just the parasha in tznius that a person is not supposed to look at his wife, right? There's obviously much more oimek in this. And then possibly we'll touch upon the Bris Ben Absorim, which is possibly the highlight of this week's parasha, the nevuah that Avraham Avinu gets. We might just have time to scratch upon it to begin the Bris Ben Absorim, but I think the Bris Ben Absorim itself requires a shir on its own. But anyway, let's get down to the Mahalach and to answering the questions. Noach ends talking about Terach. We know Terach was an idol worshipper. Idol worshipping means the following. In Tehillim we say, Atzabeim, in Halal Atzabeim, Kesev Ezov Masi, Deh, Peh Lehem, Velo Yidaberu, Naim Lehem, Velo Yirunz, Naim Lehem, Velo Yishmo, Af Lehem, Velo Yirichon Yedeim, Velo Yimish, etc. They have all the limbs. But there's nothing doing. They can't see, hear, speak, feel, walk, smell, nothing. How would you describe somebody who's got all the limbs, but he can't hear, see, smell, walk, go? Sorry? He's dead. So the Avodah Zorah, in other words, what is an Avodah Zorah? An Avodah Zorah is called a goof. A dead person's also got his goof. He's also got eyes, ears, is. He's also got raglaim. You could say exactly the same things. Pelem, lo yidaber, naim, lo yiruz, naim, lo yishmo, when we're discussing a dead person. Avodah Zorah is dead. What does it mean that Avodah Zorah is dead? It's got no chios, it's got no neshama, it's got no pnim. The hashkofa of idol worshippers is that the olam is a goof. There's no pnim in the world. There's no chios in the world that we can't see. What you see, that's what there is. That was the hashkofa of the Oved Avodah Zorah. Now we mock that. Because then you might as well serve a dead person. That person's also got all the limbs. Their message was, and we'll soon see when we come to Mitzrayim, their message was that the whole world's kulei goof. We mentioned that the world and Adam is made up of guf and neshama, and they ignored the neshama part. As far as they were concerned, the world is made up of guf and not neshama. And that's what the Avodah Zorah, that was what Avodah Zorah symbolized. Vayomos Terach Bechoron means that it was time for Terach, who's the idol worshipper, it was time for his Ashkofa to die. It was time for his Ashkofa to go. In other words, after the Dor HaPlaga and at the end of Noach, the world was kulei guf. Nobody saw, felt, or believed that there was anything beneath the guf of the world. In the same way that nobody believed that there was anything beneath the guf, inside the guf of the Adam. And it was time for that hashkofa to disappear. Avraham Avinu begins a new phase. Avraham Avinu begins discovering that there's a neshama to everything. Parshas Lech Lecha begins the discovery that there is in fact a pnim and an or in everything. In every nivra, the whole bria, and in Adam, and in every person, there's an or, there's a chiyus, there's a neshama that's mechayim. And without that neshama, he's a pelehem v'leida beiru, and there's nothing there, there's nothing doing. Avraham Avinu is the one who's mechadesh, who found the or hagonos. And that's why the Medrash Rabbah says that on the pasuk v'yom elakim yehi or ze Avraham. Because before Avraham came along, the va'aretz says a toyu v'avoyu v'choshech al p'nei tzayim. There's no breath, there's nothing without chiyus, goof itself. Without neshama, there's nothing. And the or was an or, nobody could see it. V'yom elakim yehi or ze Avraham. Avraham began the gilui of that or. Avraham began discovering and showing everybody that there's an or to the bria. Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha is going to symbolize neshama in all the bechinas of neshama, as we'll discuss. Let's look at this idea of guf and neshama and the discovery of the or of the neshama in Mokon. In Zman. Because we know, and this is another introduction, we know it's brought down in the Sefer Yetzira, which is a very obviously deep Sefer, but this, you saw this part of the Sefer Yetzira, people know. The world is made up of Olam, Shona, and Nefesh, which means Olam is Bria, that's Shona is Zman, and Nefesh is Adam. In other words, there's an equivalent in Mokoim, Zman, and in Adam. So if Adam has Guf and Neshama, Mokem has guf and neshama, and Zman has guf and neshama. Let's, for example, talk about Zman. Zman has guf and neshama. The weekdays are the guf. Shabbos is the neshama. Right? We get out neshama yisera on Shabbos. Shabbos is the neshama, and the guf is the, and the weekdays is the guf. Do you do that? We light candles on Shabbos because Shabbos reveals that or that's hidden throughout the week. The week is the Tov Avor V'Choshech, and the Shabbos is the Vayom Elakim Yehi Or. The Sfasema says that the candles that we light on Shabbos are the Gilui of the Or Hagonas that you can't find during the week. Avraham Avinu is going to discover all these elements of Neshama, and therefore we find the Kesha between Avraham Avinu and Shabbos. What do we say in Kol Makadosh Shavi? Zera Avram Oyavoy Hamiacharim Lotzeis Min HaShabbos Umamarim Lavoy. We'll discuss this greater emphasis this piece in a minute, but just to show you that Avram is the one who's going to put the candle, switch the light on in all elements to find the neshama in all parts of the bria. And therefore Shabbos is the or, and the weekdays is the choyshech, because the weekdays is a guf without a neshama. Shabbos is the neshama. Matzah Shabbos, you make a mavdul. And therefore we say the Gemara in Shabbos says that a person who's shomer Shabbos properly, even if he's an idol worshipper, Shabbos is the greatest bittul of Avodah Zarah, because we explained Avodah Zarah is kulei guf. There's no or, there's no neshama, there's no chiyus. A person who keeps Shabbos properly feels the neshama yisera. Once you feel that there's a neshama, that's bittul of Avodah Zarah. If you feel that there's a chiyus to everything, then and you see a neshama that has a pair of eloida beiru and a nine eloyiru, is then it's dead. That's goof. Then you laugh at it. Somebody who feels the neshama feels Shabbos. That's the greatest bittul of Avodah Zarah. Shabbos is megala the pnim. Shabbos shows you. Shabbos is the day to concentrate on the pnim. And therefore, you know, Shabbos, you're not allowed to go out of the tchum. Shabbos is the day where people don't usually go out of the houses, as Rashi says in Mechukotai. That Friday night is the time where we want the rain, because that's the time where people are at home. We know the Malacha of Shabbos, the Masechet Shabbos begins with which Malacha? What's the first word of Masechet Shabbos? Yitziah, Hoitzah, Yitziah Sa Shabbos. Because the summary of all the Malachas is doing Malacha, doing an action, is doing something physical, doing guf. Shabbos is Kulei Pnim, because Shabbos we discover the Or, we discover the Neshama, we discover the inside. So we've had Shabbos in the weekday, that's guf and Neshama, that's Or and Choshech. Parallel to that, in Mokoim you also have a guf and a neshama. Chutz La'aretz is the guf. Eretz Yisrael is the neshama of the bria. Yerushalayim even more so, but Eretz Yisrael, biyachas to Chutz La'aretz, is neshama and guf. Mitzrayim more than all other countries corresponds to Guf. So if we really have to find two countries that represent Guf and Neshama, Eretz Yisrael represents Neshama and Mitzrayim represents Guf. Eretz Yisrael in Mitzrayim means the Neshama in the Guf. How do we know that Mitzrayim is Kuloi Guf? Because where did this stupid minik begin preserving the bodies after a person dies? In Mitzrayim they mummify the Guf. Why do they mummify the Guf? Because they're trying to show that what? That's what it is. There's no difference between a person when he's alive and when he's dead. Look at him. He's been dead for 500 years. And look how fresh his body, look how soft and fresh his body is. Mitzrayim is kulei guf. That's why Mitzrayim is called Mitzrayim Yilosha Meitzar. Meitzar is minha Meitzar Karosiko. Meitzar means it's narrow. A guf is limited. A guf has gvul. The neshama stretches. The neshama has no gvul. For example, and we're talking about Mitzrayim already, we know that Mitzrayim had an Avodah Zorah, that anybody who tried escaping from Mitzrayim, what happened to them? They got sucked back inside. Why? Because Mitzrayim is Meitzar, Min HaMeitzar Karosi Ka, it's thin, it's narrow. Onani Bamerchav Ka, the Neshama stretches. Which two examples of Neshama have we just bought? Number one, we bought before Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that we are Ma'achrim Lotzis Min HaShabbos, which means we stretch Shabbos from this side and we stretch Shabbos from the other side. Shabbos stretches. Shabbos is not limited. Eretz Yisrael. What does Eretz Yisrael do? What's going to happen in Eretz Hashem when Mashiach comes? Eretz Yisrael is going to stretch. Like with Eretz Yisrael in Chazal, and Gemara calls it, it's Eretz HaTzvi. And Gemara explains why is it called Eretz HaTzvi? Because they're just like the skin of a tzvi. You take it off and you can stretch it. Any bechenes of neshama stretch. Right? Neshamas are not limited. How many candles can you light from a single flame? Unlimited. And that's why the neshama is called a ner. Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Neshama is unlimited. Shabbos is unlimited. Eretz Yisrael is unlimited. By the way, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, what happened to the room? Suddenly the whole room became full of? Or light. Which light corresponds to? Neshama. Says the Baal HaTorah, how do you know that it came full of light? Because it says Toiv. And where else does it say Toiv? In the first day of the Bria. Vayal Kimasar Ki Toiv. Which means that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, there was a Gilui of an Or. Gilui of a Neshama. And Neshama stretches. And therefore when Batya reached a hand out to get Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened to her hand? It stretched. That was an unbelievable miracle in Mitzrayim. Because in Mitzrayim you can't stretch. Mitzrayim is Guf, and Guf is limited. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Neshama, is the Or. And therefore when you go and take... when you want to take a Neshama, you want to take Moshe Rabbeinu, and you want to take an Or, is it stretches. Because the Or is Bamer Chavka. Klal Yisrael versus the Umas Ha'ilam are the same thing. Klal Yisrael is the neshama of the Umas Ha'olam. The Umas Ha'olam is the guf, and Klal Yisrael is the neshama. Klal Yisrael stretches. Whenever you try to make Klal Yisrael smaller, narrower, meitzar, what happens to Klal Yisrael? Get bigger. Mitzrayim. Very good. Kasher Yanu Oisoi Kain Yerbeva Kain Yifros. Because Klal Yisrael is the neshama. And therefore, the more you try to beat it down, to keep it limited, to keep it within the limits of a guf, where were they when that happened? The Mitzrayim in the Guf. Kashayanu said, so we've got to keep them limited. Kein Yibbeva, Kein Yifrit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram, Shem promises Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael is going to be Kechol HaYom Asher Lo Yisafim Miroid. You can't count it. It's unlimited. Because Klal Yisrael is the Neshama of the Umas Ha'olam. So basically, we just showed that the three elements are in Olam Shana Nefesh of Guf and Neshama all follow the same pattern. Shabbos and Chol is Guf and Neshama in Zman. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, or more specific, Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim is Neshama and Guf in Mokon. Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam are Neshama and Guf in Nefesh. That's the beginning of Olam Shana and Nefesh. So till now we had Terach. Terach is Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is Guf. Now in Parshas Lech Lecha is going to begin the Gilui of the Neshama. Vayehi Or Zeh Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has to now be Megala, the Neshama of the world. Which if we go even deeper, that means that Avraham Avinu now in this week's Parsha becomes Neshama. Avraham Avinu is born like every other human being, with a guf and a neshama. And you all know that how many partners are there in the creation of every person? Three. Who are they? Exactly. Mother and father give which part of the person? The guf. And Hashem? Neshama. Avraham Avinu is born with guf and neshama. But Parsha's Lech Lecha is the Parsha where we're going to be discovering the neshama both in Adam, both in Zman, and both in Mokun. Parsha's Lech Lecha begins the discovery of neshama. If it begins the discovery of the neshama, Avraham Avinu, and Klal Yisrael is the neshama, and who's the founder of Klal Yisrael? Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu is the first one who's going to make it to neshama. Avraham Avinu in this week's Parsha is becoming neshama. Aye, he's got a guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, who gave you your guf? Who are the shutvim? Avivim, or your parents? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayayim Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha Mi'ar Tzucho Mi'milat Tzucho Mi'beis Avicho. Forget about your parents. Avraham Avinu is the first ger. Does a ger have any relationship with his parents? No, he's like a new. All the gerim are all mityaches to Avram. Avram's the father of all the gerim. Because what happens to a ger? What's the difference between a ger when he was a goy and when he was a Jew? His guf might be the same, but his neshama is different. If you want to get a neshama, you have to go all the way up to who? Hashem. And but nowadays the gerim go all the way to? Who are they called? Ger ben Avram. Avram ben Avram. So, because Avram Avinu is the first ger. Avram Avinu is the ger, which means that a ger, every convert today, when he gets his neshama, he gets his neshama from Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu was the neshama. And therefore Avraham Avinu has sort of got to undress himself of his guf. Avraham Avinu has got to climb out of his guf, and he's got to now represent Kulei Neshama. That's the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. And therefore, just like when the Neshama is in the guf, we know that the Neshama comes from Shemayim, and the guf comes from Ofam and Oretz. Is there any intrinsic link between guf and Neshama? No. We make a bracha every day, Roifei Kol Basar, Mafli Lasos. Explains the Shulchan Aruch, what's this Pele, Mafli Lasos? That the Neshama stays in the Guf. Really, the Neshama should escape from the Guf every second. The Neshama and the Guf don't share anything intrinsically. And therefore, Avram can't share anything intrinsically from where he comes from, because he comes from Guf. He comes from Terach. He comes from a Pele Lehem Veloy Daberu, a Naim Lehem Lo Yiru. Terach's an idol worshipper. Idols? Guf without Neshama. That's why Yomos, Terach Bechoron, he's dead. Terach's also got a Pelehem. He's also got an Ayin. He's also got everything. Veloy Daberu, Veloy Yishmo. That's why Yomos, Terach Bechoron. Avraham Avinu's leaving Guf now. He's undressing. No more Guf. Avraham Avinu's now representing Kulei Neshama. And therefore, there's a transition going on over here in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Lech Lecha. Mi'atzachom latachom besavichom. If Avram would have stayed, or if Avram would have somehow shared any connection, any contact still with his family, do you know what that means? That means that the Neshama shares something with the Guf. That means that Klal Yisrael shares something intrinsically with the Ummah Soilam. And that's not true. We don't share anything with the Ummah Soilam. Am levadad yishkon, or bagoyim lo yitzchashov, Apostle Kimbalah. The neshama doesn't share anything with the guf. The neshama comes from Shemaim, and the guf comes from Ofam in Adomo. And therefore, the first pasuk is saying, Avram, you've got to cut yourself off from completely until you don't share anything intrinsically with your roots. You don't have these roots. You are now the roots of all the later generations, but you don't share any roots. You are a neshama. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram, this transition is lahanoscha, or the tayvascha. What happens to a person when he goes up to Shemayim? Ein bo achila v'shtiyah, el tzadikim yoishvim, v'atrasein bo reshein, v'nenin miziv ashchina. The neshama is the real tainug. When the neshama goes up to Shemayim, there's the real tainug. Who feels tainug? Only the neshama. We discussed this already. Which day of the week is there a chiv and a mitzvah of oneg? Shabbos. Because Shabbos is neshama. Tainug, hana, that's only neshama. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, you're becoming now neshama. It's lahanoscha. It's for your hana and your tainug. Because the neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining to Avraham that at the end of the day, this is the real tainug, and Avraham Avinu, from now on, you're going to represent the real tainug. Not the idol worshipper, not the physical tainug, not the guf, but the real tainug, that's the tainug of the neshama, that's the hana.
all the toiv vascha. What's called toiv? Vayala kimis ha'or kitoiv. Moshe Rabbeinu is born, matei roi se kitoiv. The or ha'neshama. That's the toiv vascha. Kodesh Baruch is telling Avraham Avinu that I'm making you now into neshama, and you're the one, the mice at the end of the day, that you and Klal Yisrael at the end of the day, you're going to be zecher to the real tainug, to the real oinig. Because the neshama, the tainug of the neshama, the Shabbos, that's the real oinig. Pleasure. Continues HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. If you, Avraham Avinu, now in terms of Nefesh, in terms of Adam, you are becoming the Neshama. Now that you have the Koyach to become the Neshama, you have to now explore the Bria, both in terms of Mokoim and both in terms of Zman, to find the Neshama of the Bria in Mokoim and to find the Neshama of the Bria in Zman. You have to discover, explore and discover and reveal the Or, the Neshama that's in the Bria. That's Avraham Avinu's task. That's why he's now become the Neshama, and he's now going to discover the Neshama in the Bria. And therefore, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Avraham Avinu? Leave Chutz La'aretz. Lech lecha mi'artzcha. Chutz La'aretz, we said before, is Guf. Chutz La'aretz is Guf. Avraham Avinu is becoming the Neshama. Where does the Neshama belong? In which country? In Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned earlier, because Eretz Yisrael is the Neshama of the world. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, after you become the Shama, is leave the Guf, leave the Ikeru, the Bechin of Artzecha and Milavdecha, because you are a new Bria, you are now the Neshama, you are representing the Shama in Bria. And therefore you should go El Ha'aretz Asha'ereka, you should go to Eretz Yisrael. And it's Yedua, it's Bodan and Svar Makdoshim, we're going into it now, the Areka, there's a Gematria of Areka, the Areka's Gematria Shabbos, because the end of Chof, the final Chof, which is one of the 5 months of Pach, has a different type of gematria. Again, not going into it now. But our record is gematria, the fever, the numerical value of the final letters, is our record is gematria Shabbos. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending Avraham Avinu to Eretz Yisrael and to Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending Avraham Avinu to the neshama of the Bria of Mokim and Zman. When Avraham Avinu goes there, when Avraham Avinu will get there, then the neshama of Adam will be reunited with the Neshama of Bria and the Neshama of Zman. Once you get there, then it all stretches. Shabbos stretches, because the Neshama stretches. And therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'eschem, by the way, before we go to the second pasuk, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Avraham where he's going, the reason why he said, El-Aretz Asher Areka, which was Eretz Yisrael, Areka is the future tense, say Chazal, that's referring to Olam Ha, but El-Aretz Asher Areka, Eretz Yisrael is called the Salach Hesnei Hashem, Ba'aretz Ha'etz Achayim, which is the Bechin of Olam Ha'ba. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, you're getting Neshama now, go to where you belong. Go to the place where all the Neshamas are rooted, where all the Neshamas originate from the Kisei HaKovet, from the Bechin of Olam Ha'ba, from the Bechin of Shabbos. Avraham Avinu is going to discover now the Olam HaNeshamas. Once you get there, then Ve'eschel Adoy Gadol, then I'll make you, obviously you'll become a big nation. And a big nation is not the word, you become the greatest nation. Because once you are Neshama, we said Neshama expands. Neshama's got no gvul. Shabbos, we said yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever, Shabbos is Oynos Tamat Chochem. Shabbos, we eat fish. The Yid Gula Roiv Bekerev Aretz. Fish multiply without an Ayin Hara. Shabbos is a Zman. Shabbos is a Bechina of the Mitzvah Peruvu. Because Shabbos is a Bechina of Eschel Goy Godel. The Neshama stretches, the Neshama's Ein Gvul. Memela, Ve'eschel, when you get to the Neshama, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, there, Ve'eschel Goy Godel. Ve'heyei Bracha. Ve'avarcha Mevarachecha. Likra Shabbos L'chu V'nelcha. Likra Shabbos L'chu V'nelcha. Going to Shabbos, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki hi? Mekor HaBracha. Ve'heyei Bracha. Ve'avarcha Mevarachecha. If you're going to Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to Neshama, then it's bracha. Then it's makara. Then it's bracha. Nibruchu b'cha, kol mishpucha yis ha'adoma, etc. Then you're going to the world of bracha. So Avraham Avinu sets off to Eretz Yisrael. He sets off to the pnimius of the Bria. He sets off to the neshama of the Bria. Who does he take with him? Beskolan v'esanefesh asha'osu b'choran. Avraham Avinu, says Rashi, has already been megayer people. Avraham Avinu is already finding neshamas. So nefesh is also bechor. Avraham Avinu's mamish making a complete new revelation in the Bria, a complete revolution in the Bria. neshamas. He's finding the pnimis and everything. So he's finding people's neshamas. He's megai gerim, and he takes them all with him to Eretz Yisrael. Continues the pasuk vayavar Avram ba'aretz. Avram Avinu vayavar Avram ba'aretz. Avram Avinu goes into Eretz Yisrael. How do you translate that literally? Avram takes a big spade, a shovel, and he climbs into Eretz Yisrael. And if you think that's not the literal translation, so let's see what Rashi says in the words Vayava Avram Boretz. Says Rashi, Nichnas b'toicha. He went inside Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? And when you guys and when I come, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, where do we go? Outside Eretz Yisrael? And when we arrive in Ben Gurion Airport, where do we go? What does it mean b'toicha? What does it mean Avram arrives b'toicha? The answer is he arrives in the Pnim. He's arrived to the Pnim of the Briah. Avraham Avinu comes to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't go touring and seeing the sights of Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu goes straight into the neshama and sees the neshama of everything. And every if you read the Rashi's, one Rashi after the other, what is Avraham Avinu seeing? He arrives to Shechem. What does he do there? He davens for what? The Bnei Yaakov when they're going to fight with Shechem. Then he goes to Eloi Moreh. What does he see there? Ha'grizim and ha'eval Klal Yisrael making the Shavuah Satorah to keep the Torah. And then he goes where? And eventually he goes, and Pasuk continues, I, and he sees Ocha, and he, wherever he goes, he's seeing the future. Why? Because he sees there's going to be a sin of Ocha, and he's going to take from the spoils of I, and he davens over there. Now do you understand what it means? Avraham Avinu doesn't travel on the land. Avraham Avinu travels in the land. Avraham Avinu is now seeing the pnimius of the Briah. Avraham Avinu is seeing all the future happenings with Klal Yisrael. All the tikkunim and all the kilkulim that are taking place in the Briah, in the pnimius of the Briah. When we do an avera, the chas v'shalom, we don't see the kilkul. And when we do a mitzvah, we don't see the tikkun. But every mitzvah that a person does is radiating koichos ein soif. Every avera chas v'shalom is sending kilkulim all over the place. Avraham Avinu sees the nefesh. Avraham Avinu sees the kilkul and the tikkun of the nefesh. And therefore, when Avraham Avinu goes to Eretz Yisrael, he sees the whole future. Where's he going? By Yisa Avram Halach v'nasoya hanegba. He's going to Hamariah. He's going to Hamariah. Hamariah, the Beis Hamikdash, that's the shorish of the neshama. Eretz Yisrael is the neshama. Hamariah is the shorish of the neshama. That's the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was a makom of neshamas, and therefore the Beis Hamikdash was the opposite of Mitzrayim. We know that Klal Yisrael, all Klal Yisrael, stood around the Beis Hamikdash. Were they squashed? There was room for everybody. It's the opposite of Mitzrayim. It's the opposite of Min HaMetzar. It's the opposite from Mitzar. Mitzrayim was Kulei Guf. Even they were dead, the Guf carried on. They mummified it. The Beis HaMikdash, Koinim weren't allowed to have anything to do with Mason. Mason? And the Shama doesn't die? Mason? The Beis HaMikdash? The meat should go off? Anything should get moldy in the Beis HaMikdash? These are the 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash that's brought down in Pirkei Avos, and nothing ever went moldy or off. Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum and the Shoma, it's the Sherish and the Shoma, and the Shoma is called Nishmas Chaim. Eretz Yisrael is called Chaim, it's Halach Nei Hashem, Ba'aretz is Chaim. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is going straight to his Sherish, and that's the Har Maria. When he gets to Har Maria, that's the Bechina where the Neshoma is back to its Sherish. That's the end of Shlav Aleph. That's the end of the first shlav. That's the end of the first stage of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has now been turned into a neshama, a bechina of a neshama. And from now on, wherever he goes, he sees the pnimius, he sees the neshama of everything. End of shlav 1. Beginning of shlav 2. We know that a neshama before it came down, where was it? It was Nehne Miziv HaShechina. It was in Shemayim having Hanor from the Ziv HaShechina. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send the neshama down into the guf? For whose sake? For his sake or for our sake? Our sake. What were we lacking up there? Guf. Who needs a guf? Why does the neshama come down into the guf? What's wrong with everything that we had up there? We were getting it without doing? Avoid or without deserving it. What's it called? Anybody know? Nama de chesufa, which means the bread of embarrassment. Which means that if you don't work for something, you don't deserve it. Nobody wants to be a beggar. Even though Sometimes it might be the best business. You stand at the kotel, you can make tens of thousands of shkolim every month, as they made a survey once. And they said that some of them earn up to 30,000 shekel a month. But nobody wants to do it. Why? Because every person wants to work, and he wants to get his salary, and he wants to deserve what he gets. And the neshama up in the shemayim, before it comes down into the guf, without avoida, it doesn't deserve what it's getting. He feels it doesn't deserve, and therefore he's embarrassed to take it. He's a beggar. He's a shnora. He doesn't deserve his bread. It's called nama di kisufa. And therefore, at that stage where Avraham Avinu got to Har Moriah, he's now kula in the neshama. What happens to the neshama? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sells the neshama for the neshama's sake. That the neshama should go down into the guf. Otherwise, if the neshama doesn't earn its bread, it doesn't want the bread. Do you know what that's called in Parshas Lech Lecha? Vayehi ro'ev baretz. There's no bread. It's no good for Avraham Avinu not to stay in Har Moriah, because that's nama dechisufa. For the same reason why there's no, it's no good for a neshama not to come down to Olam Hazeh for the few years and then go back and let's deserve the aura that Ne'enem is Ivashchina. Let's earn it. And therefore, says the Pasuk Vayira of Boretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the neshama to go down to the guf. In Pashas Lech Lecha terms, neshama going down to the guf means Avram going down to Mitzrayim, because we just said before that what represents guf? Mitzrayim. What represents neshama? Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is now in his neshama. Avraham Avinu is cool in neshama. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, now go down to Mitzrayim. See the Olam HaChitzon. See the Olam HaGuf. See the Guf. Avraham Avinu wasn't seeing Guf. Nichmas B'tocha. He was only seeing what's going on inside the Guf, not the Guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you've got to, now that begins the Avoida. Avraham Avinu is laying the pattern now for every Jewish, for every Heiliger Jewish Yiddish Neshama that is sent down to Olam Hazeh, that is sent down to Mitzrayim. Also, Klal Yisrael later on in Mitzrayim was the Neshama going into the Guf. Because we have to earn our Gan Eden, we have to earn our Olam Haba. Suddenly now Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim and is exposed to the Olam HaGuf. He's exposed to the olam of idol worshipping. Vayika shehikrav lova mitzrayma, vayomel sara ishtoi, hini no yodati, ki isha yifas mareot. Oops, suddenly he notices that she's an isha yifas mareot. Till then Avraham Avinu only saw the neshama, he only saw the milas on the neshama. But now, he's commanded to go to the olam haguf. He's commanded to see the guf of the thing, to see the external, to see the shell, to see the olam hachitzon, olam haguf. And therefore it says to Sarah, hini no yadati, now I've just realized, kisha yifas marat, because now I've got to look at the gufim. Now I'm going to Mitzrayim, to the guf. So Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim. The neshama goes down into the guf. And Avraham Avinu gets the clear picture what the guf is all about, what the guf chases, the type of tanugim that the guf seeks and the guf pursues. And he has the whole story with Paroi, and Avraham Avinu gets a clear picture what's going on. Avraham Avinu eventually leaves Mitzrayim. Paroi gives him Avraham Kovid Ma'oid, Bamikne, Bekesav Azov. Avraham Avinu leaves Mitzrayim, a wealthy man. Just like the Neshama leaves the Guf. After being in the Guf and after serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beruchosh Godel, he goes up to Shemayim, wealthy, spiritually wealthy with Torah Mitzvahs. Just like Klal Yisrael, we're in Mitzrayim and they left Mitzrayim, Beruchosh Godel, Vachre Chenyetzim Beruchosh Godel, that refers to Lasid Lava, it refers to Gan Eden, the Olam Haba. Refers to the schar, as we'll get to it in Metz Hashem when we get to those parashas in the Sefer Shmos. And that was the Avraham Avinu's insight into the physical world, and that's the tikkun that Avraham Avinu's got to make from the physical world, showing everybody that it's physical and external, showing in the mile of the neshama, the mile of Torah Mitzvahs. That's the first part of this series in Parashas Lech Lecha. And Meira, therefore, without we can at least, if we have another, we have another few minutes, without we have some sort of an understanding what went on, an idea of the Bris Ben Apsarim. Pasuk says, "Vayetzer isa chutzah, vayem habed na shemaimo." Later in Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Hey, and the Rashi says there, "Hoytziyah mechalal shaloylam." Hakadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of the chalal ha'olam. He took him out of the world. Vehigbiyo lemalam in akachovim. Took him out of the galaxy. Took him higher and higher. Vezeh loshen abotim lematan malo lemata. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram, they're taking Avram Avinu to the Makom HaNeshamos. He's taking him out of the world. And basically, the whole Bris Ben Apsarim was for what purpose? The whole Bris Ben Apsarim was for the purpose, the promise of Avram Avinu that he's going to have children, a child, going to have a nation. And yet, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu in this Bris Ben Apsarim? Yeah, you're going to have a nation, and they're going to be afflicted, and they're going to be tortured, and Tvavodom, Vinuaisom, Abameh, Shana, Machrechen Yetzer Berchush God. But don't worry, Avram, eventually everything will be fine, everything will be okay. Would you come out of this comforted or more upset? More upset. You want to hear that you're going to have a child? You want to hear the Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to get a brocha, you're going to have a healthy child, you're going to have a child that's going to prosper, etc. And here Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I've got good news for you. You're going to have a nation that's going to be afflicted. And not only that, Hashem didn't only tell Avraham Avinu about Mitzrayim. Because V'gamas Agoya Shayavoidu Dono Noichi, says Rashi, V'gam, including all the Dalim Malchias, all the Goliaths that Klal Yisrael go through. V'achreichen, right at the end, it's going to be okay. What's the message over here? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken Avraham Avinu where? Out of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken Avraham Avinu to the Makom HaNeshamos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him that the nation that's going to be set up from you is the neshama of the nations. It's the neshama of all the Omas Olam. All the Omas Olam are Gufim and Akal Yisrael is the neshama. You're standing, Avraham, now with me together at the Kisei HaKavod at the Makom HaNeshamos. But all the neshamas have to go into a Guf. Klal Yisrael have to go into the Omos Ha'olam, they have to go into Golos. Does the Neshama enjoy itself in the Guf? Isn't the Neshama always trying to escape from the Guf? That's one of the reasons why the Neshama is compared to a candle, that a candle flickers. Flickering means it looks like it's trying to ascend, it's trying to escape, it's only being held down by the wick. The Neshama always wants to escape, but the Neshama is bound, the Neshama is imprisoned in the Guf for the sake of Avodah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, your children are neshama. They're all your children. They're all neshama. And now Avodah is that they have to go down into the Guf. And in the Guf, Va'avodom Einanoisom. In the Guf, the neshama is afflicted. The neshama is persecuted. The Guf has a Yetzirah. It tries to drag the neshama down into the world, into Olam Hazeh, into all its pleasures. But nevertheless, if a person works, and if a person plows through the Goliaths, then when his neshama comes back to where it originates from, it comes back v'achreich and yetzer b'ruchush gadol. It comes out, it comes back with riches, b'ruchush gadol, with avodah, and it returns, and it's earned its schar, and there won't be any more namad de chisufa, there won't be any more rov, there won't be any more famine. From now on it'll all be well-earned and well-deserved schar. That was the message of the Bris Ben Apsarim. The message of the neshama going into the guf. The neshama being imprisoned in the guf. Klal Yisrael being in the Bria, Klal Yisrael being in Olam Hazeh, Klal Yisrael living in Golus amongst the Omos Olam. That's our Avodah. And Emetz Hashem, that's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. That's what's kept Klal Yisrael going for all the ages, because we all know we're heading for a glorious destination, Emetz Hashem. And the harder things are down here, that's to show how hard it is for the Neshama to be down here in the Guf. But that's part of our Avodah. Part of our Avodah is to plow through all the hardships and to remain Erlich Yidin and to remain Shemer Torah Mitzvahs with all the Nisyonis who are living in Golus. And that's the Bechino of Achreich and Yetzir B'chosh Godel. So that's the Hakdoma today of the new transition that's taking place in the Bria. The transition from Kulay Guf, Kulay external, without anybody believing or seeing any Or, any Pnim, any Chios that lies within everything. And a man called Avraham Avinu, and now is coming, and is becoming the Bechinas Neshoma, and he is now switching on all the lights in the Bria, and is now revealing the Or HaGonas, the Vayar Lakimus Or Kitoiv in the Bria, and now everybody's seeing that the Emes is that there's a Chios Eleki that's Machaya, there's a Neshoma that's Machaya, everybody. And when one feels and sees and reveals the Neshoma, then the Avodah Zarah is obviously are the greatest laughing stock, because they have no, they're pale and That session, that tkufa, where people looked up at Avodah Zorah, that was of a Yomas Terech Bechorin. Now when you reveal the Chiyas and the Neshama, then Avodah Zorah is the laughing stock. And therefore, even the Oivda Avodah Zorah, Avram Avinu is now being Megaya, and Avram Avinu is now putting them all on the right track.